I'm very happy now to welcome Billy Blair. She's the president of the Santa Fe Community Foundation. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
It's nice to be here, Mary Charlotte.
So tomorrow night, Tuesday, September 15th at 6 o'clock at the Lenzic, is once again the award ceremony for the Pinion Awards.
That's right, and we like to call it the Academy Awards for the Nonprofits.
Nice.
It's at 6 p.m. at the Lenzic, and we're honoring five nonprofits doing outstanding work in their areas. And those areas are arts, health and human services, education, the environment, and civic affairs.
And so you want to talk right now about some of the recipients of these?
Do you want me to tell you the winners? Do you want me to tell you the secret?
Well, it is on your website.
It is on our website? Gosh, you're too good a researcher. Well, I'm about to tell you. I would love to tell you. It's the Santa Fe Business Incubator, St. Elizabeth Shelter, Cooking with Kids, Rivers and Birds, and the Santa Fe International Folk Art Market.
So these are all very different organizations that really represent a spectrum of the type of activity that we have going on with many organizations here in Santa Fe.
They represent that spectrum, and they also represent the five funding areas of the Santa Fe Community Foundation. We hold endowments on behalf of the community that make grants in each of those areas. In fact, even as we're planning the Pinion Awards for tomorrow, we are in the process of doing site visits to determine what nonprofits get grants from earnings on the community's endowments.
So the Santa Fe Community Foundation, and we'll go back to the specific recipients of the Pinion Awards in a few moments, but the Santa Fe Community Foundation has something which is very unusual, which is an endowment, the proceeds of which, or what do you call it, the earnings of which, thank you, go to various organizations that apply.
Exactly. And you might say, in this environment, you might say, well, Billy, how can there be earnings?
Yeah, that is a good question, isn't it?
With last year being the way it was. And actually, last year, we did have a negative return. I think most everybody saw that in his or her portfolio.
Yes.
And we certainly did in the community's portfolio. But the way we do our grant making is over a 12-quarter rolling average. So that really means that it smooths out the peaks and valleys in the market.
That is so smart.
Yes.
It averages over 3 years.
That's right. And so when we make our grants, our grant making is only going to be $20,000 less than it was the year before.
Very interesting. And so people apply in these different areas, for example, health and human services, the environment, education, civic affairs, and arts. Let's talk about health and human services. What kind of needs, what kind of problems are you seeing in Santa Fe in that particular area?
The health and human services problems are just run the gamut. And it's everything from feeding the hungry and sheltering the homeless to people providing services to individuals like the Rape Crisis Center, like Esperanza, like youth shelters. There are so many needs, and all of these organizations now need funding more than ever before. So we encourage individual donors to give directly to those organizations, or they can give to the Health and Human Services Endowment at the Community Foundation and know that their earnings are going to be supporting that work in perpetuity.
So that's the advantage of giving to the Community Foundation instead of giving directly, because you're giving to an endowment that, in theory, keeps on earning money.
It is. And, you know, the other example is we have more than 70 endowments that we have on behalf of nonprofits. So there are nonprofits like anything from the Wild Earth Guardians is going to be on your show sometime soon.
Tomorrow.
And Think New Mexico, who have... And these organizations have endowments with us because that's our business, is managing money and also helping them get planned gifts, get people to give a gift at the end of their lifetime to those organizations. And that's another way that those nonprofits can be assured that their work goes on in perpetuity.
So health and human services is one. The environment is another. Again, you're talking about really pretty localized giving for, well, resource management, air, land, water, things like that.
Yes, and you know, we fund in six northern New Mexico counties, primarily in Santa Fe, but also in Los Alamos, Rio Riba, Mora, San Miguel, and Taos.
And so this year, Rivers and Birds is the recipient for that.
And it's from Taos, and it's such a wonderful organization. Have you ever spoken with them?
No. I've heard of them.
And we just saw the video last week that will be shown at the Pinon Awards, and it's really so inspiring. They work with fifth graders, largely in Taos, and they show them how land and water interconnect. They take them out to meet mayordomos to learn about, you know, the sources of water. I just heard a story about a young girl who was homeschooled, and she got introduced to Rivers and Birds, and she started giving them money and raising money for them to plant trees along the Rio Grande. Over the years, this child, who I believe is 10 years old, has raised $3,000 for Rivers and Birds.
Amazing.
So you can see there's a lot of community support in Taos for this particular program.
And fifth grade, that's such a ripe age for budding intellects and activists and just active young people.
It's a great age to catch these children and teach them about environmental responsibility.
So another area that you are doing is education. Who was the recipient this year for that? Oh, Cooking with Kids.
Cooking with Kids, and we're all familiar with the Cooking with Kids program, I think.
Well, what if we're not?
What if we're not?
What do they do?
Cooking with Kids has been around since 1995. They work in the public schools. They have a fabulous program in which they introduce children to healthy food choices and also international foods. They go in and they actually make, the children make meals, and they are learning geography at the same time. They might make a meal that's from somewhere in Africa, or they might make a meal that's from France. Would you rather have that, the rich French food?
I can work with that,
you
yes.
You can work
thank
with that.
And
they've also done some really good work in bringing farmers and ranchers in northern New Mexico into the classroom so children understand that milk comes from cows and not from those boxes in the grocery store.
Right, right. And that there are other choices besides Frito Pie and M&M's.
Exactly. And they've also gotten some of the school cafeterias to change their menus somewhat to feed our children healthier food in school.
So this is a theme, getting kids really revved up at an early age and getting them to change even the adult world around them.
That's right. You see two winners in that area this year.
We didn't talk about, when we were talking about Health and Human Services, we didn't talk about St. Elizabeth's Shelter.
We didn't. And, you know, St. Elizabeth's Shelter, the good thing about St. Elizabeth's Shelter, a lot of people think of it as only the building over on Isla Reed Street, but they also have transitional living. They have a place called Casa Cerrillos, which is out Cerrillos Road behind Country Dance Furniture. They have a place in Tierra Contenta, which is for families. And they do a lot of work not only bringing in the homeless, but helping them, counseling them, giving them job training so that they can eventually have real housing of their own.
It is quite amazing how easy it is to become homeless, even for somebody who is working. I got a call from an acquaintance not long ago who had a bad incident in the house where they were living, and suddenly they did not have a place to live. And this is a person with a job who didn't have enough money to put a down payment on a new apartment.
It's amazing. We heard about a man who had been a draftsman, and he lost his job in this economy, and suddenly he couldn't afford to pay his rent. And he stayed with friends for a while, and you can only do that for so long.
Couch surfing.
He was not an older man, a man, I guess, in his 40s. And he ended up at St. Elizabeth's Shelter. Now, though, he has been retrained, is doing another job, and is actually at work, but no longer as a draftsman.
St. Elizabeth's Shelter is one of the recipients of the Pinon Awards. We're talking to President of the Santa Fe Community Foundation, Billy Blair. And tomorrow night, the Pinon Awards will be given at 6 o'clock. It's a free event at the Lenzic.
That's right.
So the Santa Fe Business Incubator, that's another area that you cover, and that's civic affairs is another category in which you give grants.
It's another category, and the Business Incubator is now in its 11th year. It celebrated its first decade last year, and in that time, they have incubated successfully 70 businesses and created some 700 jobs. And half of those businesses have been woman-owned or minority-owned.
And that's very purposeful on their part.
that is purposeful, is they really try to build our economy by training people, giving them the tools to use to become successful business people. And once you're successful and you start at their site, which is over on Airport Road, but once you're successful, they kick you out.
Right.
It's like a mama bird. They kick you out of the nest.
Of the nest.
Yeah.
That's interesting. My tax person used to be in that building, and now she's not. I guess she did well enough to have to leave.
She's successful then.
And so the business incubator, they give them, what do? They give them space and guidance.
Space, they give them technical assistance, which is advice. They give them some bookkeeping services. They have shared office space, so shared resources. You can use a shared copier and that type of thing.
So they are another recipient of the Pinion Award. And the final one is the Santa Fe International Folk Market, and that's in the category of the arts.
And you know, this is pretty much a brand new nonprofit. I'm gonna.
What are we in the third year? Did we just finish the
third year? We finished the third year of the International Folk Market, and what they've done is they've done a tremendous job of creating commerce for artists worldwide and bringing artists here to sell their folk art up on Museum Hill in the summer. The reason they're getting the award from the Community Foundation, though, is that they've also, in the last year, done a great job of engaging the community. They have a passport program for children, so children can go around with this passport, visit various craftspeople, and have their passport stamped, that they've been to China, that they've been to Guatemala,
nice. You know,
wherever those places are. So they've really started doing outreach to the community, which is something we value at the Community Foundation.
In the folk art market, and we've talked to them a little bit on this program, the artists actually and artisans show up from their countries, and there are scholarships if they can't afford sometimes to come. Some of them are actually paid for. They sell what they sell, and then they get to bring home, almost everything that they earn.
They get to bring home everything they earn. I think this last year the number was $14,000 per artist, which may not sound like much to us here in the rich country of the United States of America, but it's an awful lot when you're from a third world country.
Yeah, you could live for, depending on where you live, you could live for a long time, feed your family, or do, and this is another aspect of it, improvements to the community and the place where you come from.
Exactly.
So those are the recipients of the Pinion Awards that are being given out tomorrow night at the Lenzic. Tuesday, September 15th. And the Santa Fe Community Foundation is grant-making. You have an endowment, but you're always having to build that endowment further.
We are, and individuals are very good at giving gifts to those endowments. We have a new endowment building campaign that's ongoing right now, which is called the Circle of Care for the Arts. We did this, you might remember, a number of years ago in Health and Human Services. We raised $1 million to add to our Health and Human Services endowment. Now we seek to raise $1 million for the arts. And in the arts, we fund arts for children and to make arts available to people otherwise would not have that experience. So, for example, if somebody's already funding the symphony or the opera or some major arts organization, this is not the same thing. What we're doing is totally different with the earnings from this fund. We have 41 members at this time. We need 59 more to complete that circle. I was always struck by a comment that was made by Dana Zhao, who was the former head of the National Endowment for the Arts. And he said that the single thing that shows whether people are going to be civically engaged is not what college you went to or what neighborhood you grew up in, but whether people read for pleasure and experience the arts.
Really?
So it's our goal that every Santa Fean who wants to experience the arts, either child or person who otherwise could not afford it, be it dance, be it theater, be it the fine arts, have that opportunity.
Very, very interesting. You invest this money. How do you decide who to invest it with?
Well, thank goodness I do not have to make that decision. We have a very skilled and talented finance committee, and we have an asset allocation strategy that is designed for the long run for the foundation. And we have funds in equities, in fixed income or bonds, and funds in cash, and funds in alternative investments.
I was wondering if you, if the people who are in charge of investing make sure, for example, that you're not investing in the kinds of companies that make people homeless in the first place or put small businesses out of business.
I think they're paying attention to that, but they're also paying attention to, they're really keeping a close eye on those investments, how the investment managers are doing. Because remember, we're doing that on behalf of the community. We're doing that on behalf of the 70 nonprofits we have endowments for. And we're doing it on behalf of individuals or families who have donor-advised funds with us. So they have something like a mini foundation in which they can put the money at the community foundation, and we manage those funds, and then they recommend to us what organizations should get the grants.
Now, do people who give money, do they say, oh, I want to give it specifically for environmental causes, or do they just give to the community foundation and then you put it where it's most needed?
People do different things. Some people know exactly what they want to give to. Many donor advisors know exactly what they want to fund. Many others want recommendations. They want to say, I'm interested in the environment. Tell me groups that are doing good work there, or I'm interested in helping children with a certain need. Tell me groups that are doing good work there. And some people, let me just mention this, the Maloof family, the Mike and Dee Maloof family, gave us $250,000 challenge grant to raise funds that are basically unrestricted, and they're called opportunity funds because they are, in fact, our opportunity to meet future unknown needs. When somebody gives funds that are going to be used 50 years from now, 100 years from now, we don't know what those needs are going to be.
Right.
I don't think you and I can sit here today and even envision.
Not even the beginning of a clue. It sort of depends a lot on climate change.
Yes, and many things. So with the opportunity funds, we're trying to match that $250,000 dollar for dollar with gifts. Every dollar that people give counts toward that match. Or people can open a fund, name it for themselves. My husband and I have done that for only $10,000.
You are not only the president of the Santa Fe Community Foundation, but you are also a donor to the foundation.
I was a donor first.
Yeah. And I think that's very important because that everybody who is part of something is also, you know, and it, like, if they think the way you do, they're committed to it from their pocketbook as well.
I was attracted, Mary Charlotte, to the Community Foundation when I first arrived in Santa Fe in 1990 from Taos. And a wonderful man named Al Wadle, who has Wadle Galleries on Palace Avenue, approached me, took me to lunch, told me about the Community Foundation, told me about the Circle of Care for Health and Human Services. I was so touched and captivated by his spirit and his enthusiasm that I couldn't help but join and be a donor to the foundation and also be committed to the foundation, first in that way, then as a board member, and now as its CEO.
So you are going to leave the foundation soon and reinvent yourself and do some other things.
On January 15th of 2010, which is still a while away, and it has a certain symmetry to it because our fiscal year ends on January 10, and it does give me a chance to decide how I'd like to repot myself.
And so you will be just taking some time off and enjoying Santa Fe, among other things.
And listening to your show.
Well, Billy Blair, it's wonderful to have you on the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. Billy Blair is president of the Santa Fe Community Foundation. And once again, the Pinion Awards will be tomorrow, September 15th, at 6 o'clock at the Lenzic Theater here on Santa Fe on San Francisco Street, right off of the plaza. It's a free event. If anybody wants to go to your website, what is it?
It's Santa Fe, C as in community, F as in foundation.org. And I want to add one more thing. I forgot to say about those awards tomorrow. because we just did a rehearsal today. Wise Fool is our entertainment.
Nice.
And it is going to be so joyful. So it's 1 hour. People are really missing out if they don't come to the Lensic at 6 o'clock tomorrow.
What are they going to do? The trapeze and the...
I'm not telling you. There's a big surprise.
Okay. Billy Blair, thank you so much for being with us on the Santa Fe Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. KSFR streams live on the web at ksfr.org. You can email me at radiocafe@ksfr.org. We are podcasting at the website santafe.radiocafe.org, where you can hear the show whenever you want, thanks to Santa Fe's very wonderful dot foil computer services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes, and you can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team, and after that, the Colors of Jazz.